go through a shtick. I was looking for something that would have a kesher with Rosh Hashanah, and we were holding in the middle of Nevuah, as far as in the Ikrei Emuna. I wanted something a kesher with Nevuah and Rosh Hashanah. So there actually was a shtick I found. The kesher comes a little bit later, but it's in a Kedushas Levi. It's a Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi is written by Levi Yitzchak Baditshev. If you stick to the folk stories and to the stuff that gets produced at Maisa Bichlach, Levi Yitzchak Baditshev was his only concern was being Melamed Zchus for people. There's never a sense that the person was really, really, really a very, very big Talmud Chacham. I hate to sound like a Litvak talking about the Kedushas Levi, like a chassid would have my head for saying those things, you know. But the truth was, there's actually, he has shtiklach on alumnus in the back of his sefer that are really, really good shtiklach. It's on Mishnayos, but a very good shtiklach, really, really exceptionally good. And the Torah that he has in Kedushas Levi has a lot of, has depth to it. It stands in rank with all the other of that genre. But people just somehow, the stories about him are all dealing with all the weird limits chusim and so on and so forth. But it really is a sefer with a lot of amkasit and so on. So there's a shtickle here that he has that talks, it's good, it's a good hashkaf on Rosh Hashanah and also ties in with Nevuah at some point. So we'll kind of be yaitza as being part of our series. Looking on Reish Ayin Aleph, that. There's two sides. One doesn't have a number, so the one that has the number is Reish Ayin Aleph, on the very left side. It's in the middle, but it's doable to start over there, so I didn't want to read it too long and tedious. There's a machlokes in Gemara whether a person is nidon every day or Rosh Hashanah. The klal is, the Ramchal says in Agaritas, in Halacha, at some point, you can't say that both are true. They can both be true in Lamdis, in Eilav Adivikim Chayim, but Halacha L'maisa, it'll be one or the other. You can only do one or the other. In Agarata, the Masoros is each one has a point, and you have to be able to figure out which issue is he addressing. It's like sometimes the Gemara says, Mama Chad Vleipligi, that there are actually two. In Agarata Ramchal, this is the Mahalach, and the Maral says it, and so on. So here he says, Ubemis Eilav Adivikim Chayim. So both those in Yonim are true. Kilefi mashkasam leil Rosh Hashanah yom psichas ha'oitzris shashefa bo le'olam. Rosh Hashanah is the day when things, when every year Kadosh Baruch Hu starts his hashpah new, sort of a zero based budgeting. It's a new mahalach of hashpah every year. Now he says like this: Rak she Rosh Hashanah shefa daim bebchinas koil ubechol hashanah hu natekas bebchinas koil lidibur. So this is a very crucial nekuda that he says here, and it's kedai to talk a little bit about it. Bichlal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, we designate the pchinas peh as the hashpah, the makom hashpah. The reason is because since by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's baruch she'ama v'yoylam, amira is the act of creating, so anything that deals with Shef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the dibur that is the mashpia. It's also interesting, the two evarim in a person that have Cyrus are both evarim of hashpah. The place where a person's mashpia outwards is the makom Cyrus, and that's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah is dibur. Dibur comes in two stages, and it's true that for us there's a mechanical need for it. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into place means that that's the way it should be. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done many mechanics. Dibur consists of a koil and diburim that are murkav on the coil. Diburim that sort of define different segments of the coil, but coil is first, and then the dibur cuts it into pieces. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia coil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Dibur as the next stage in the Kol. I want to give a little bit parallels to it, so that we see it how true it is. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first day created everything. Everything was waiting on the ground to come up in its proper day. The Ramban says a lashon. Rashi comes from Chazal. Ramban says that he uses a term, a Greek term, chomahiyuli, which is sort of amorphous matter that is not shaped or formed, that doesn't have any specifics, and then it becomes, a specific inyanim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two layers of bria. He has material and then specific things.
The chomer and tzura?
Even in the chomer itself, I would say it's the chomer that has tzura on it afterwards, I guess. That would be a right way of saying it. It's fascinating that today, where we're holding now in our understanding of the world, you have a concept of stem cells that can then become designated cells. Everything starts with cells that are kind of generic, that can basically become anything, and at some point, you get the designation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria in two phases. A Bria, where you have matter that can take on, like he said, an Itzura, and then very, very specific. So that's Kol and Dibur, is that same relationship. So Rosh Hashanah, what comes down is Kol. And as the year goes on, it moves from Kol to Dibur. So there's an element of being done on the first on the first day, which is like the Klolis de Shefa, and then there is an element of being done each and every day on the specific. Let's give an example so we can sort of. A person starts out, whatever enterprise a person starts, he starts with a certain amount of resources. And b'derech klal, if the resources are good and plentiful, the enterprise would be matzliach. That's the norm. Sometimes you can batch it up, and even with plenty of resources, it's not going anyplace. L'maisa, this guy for Pashka, that guy for Pashka, the other thing. Sometimes fakir, the person have limited resources, but used very well, it can go places. I mean, I don't want to be political, but look at Saudi Arabia and look at Israel. Saudi Arabia has tons of Chomei Yuli and has made nothing out of it. Israel has limited resources and made something out of it. I had a Chavin Yeshiva from Venezuela, and he used to say, the Venezuelan joke was that when they created Venezuela, the Malachim came, all the Sarim of all different umas came to Akashok with tainus. You gave them everything, minerals and oil and everything. And Akadosh, are you talking? Akadosh said, don't worry, I'm going to put in there people that will know how to squander that as well. it's not, those are two separate yanim, and the results are the same. So there's a din on Klolis HaShefa, that's a Pchinas Koil, and then there's a Pchinas Dibur, where a person, where it's specific. Now, it is true that if you start with a limited Shefa, it requires a lot more Siyata Rishmaya and so on to make something of it. If on Rosh Hashanah you messed up, so even if later in the year you're attacking it, it's not enough to have the same, because to take with the limited Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyser and make something out of it, you need a lot more schuyas than had you started out with a decent amount of Shefa. She'ozu psichas ha'oyser she'ashefa bo loylam. V'zeh v'zeh soiveh odom nidom b'chol yoyim gam kein. She'ashefa b'chol yoyim hu gam kein nimsheches v'netekes m'pchinas koy l'dibur. So vehineis. So both are right. On Rosh Hashanah there's a pchinas shefa, of a klolis shefa, pchinas koil, and all year round there's a pchinas dibur.
Is the shefa on Rosh Hashanah, is that what's established for the whole year?
Yes.
And then the daily one is picked out from that pile, so to speak, or is there a new shefa that is added?
No, there's no new. Not at the level of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, what can be added the rest of the year would be a pchinas of a patch to what's given on Rosh Hashanah. rather than a new shefa. In other words, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Briyas HaOlam, we don't have any new things. We have things that are more mechudish and less mechudish, but real chidush there is none. The same, in a lower level, the same thing is true to Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year.
And is that shefa come about because of Rosh Hashanah, or the day before Rosh Hashanah has something to do with the shefa?
It's exactly in Rosh Hashanah. No, whatever. Rosh Hashanah is exactly on a whole year, and coming off that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you as the closest opportunities at your disposal.
Is this like the rain Gemara? So much rain is going to be there.
The Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to rain on a certain place, and then they messed up, so he makes it go in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they can misuse it. Exactly. Yeah. Vihine, lehovin ma mahusa inyin maosh ashef dan zchol yoyim, velomit tazapam achas. Why is it? In other words, well, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give it? Lehovin nakte maim chazal. It says, "Sholo talmidos shem beichoyim ipnei ma yored amon b'chol yoyim." So it says, "A mashal la'av shirotze libnoi sheyove etzlei tamid." A father wants a son to come always to him. Who nois loy matana b'chol yoyim? He gives him matana every day. Ve'nois loy matana kolos. He doesn't give a general matana. Kilo yove lo. He's not going to come. Lachein nois loy matana. Yes, children haven't changed much over the years. Kilo yove lo. Lachein nois loy matana b'chol yoyim she'enitzach elo b'chol eis v'yove etzei tomid. V'gam yeda she'enitzach elo v'lesi medelei klum. The fact that the child understands it, he appreciates it. My mom was, I heard once a story from Rev Lef. Rev Zev Lef was spoken in Yeshiva. He told of a story. It's a story with tremendous Musa Haskell. It's tangential a bit, but it touches on this point. Just a story to bear in mind. He said when he became first a Rav in Miami, they called him up from the school. He needs to speak to a girl, an 18-year-old girl, who has already been hospitalized twice for attempted suicide. And he said, like, he was young, inexperienced, you know, and just fell on him. So they brought in the young girl, and he asked, you know, he spoke to her about her life and so on. And she told him the following story. She had become a Yesoma. Her father was a well-to-do businessman of sorts. She became a Yesoma at some younger age. Her father found somebody to marry. And this woman made a condition that she's not interested in raising children. She doesn't want to have children in the house. So her father called her in, and he put down on on his table, he said, here is a key to a condo, and here is a key to a brand new car, and here's a credit card that, within reason, it's unlimited. Have a good life. And he was Rev Lef Stolditzu to the Chazal, that the Nochesh was cursed by eating offer. And everybody asks, that's the most available food. It's all over. Like, why was that a klala? And he said, because that's basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut you off. In the Zikut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person needs to keep touching base. So he says, and he says over here, in Yenami Shanois Hashem V'Hashem Choyoyim, Kideid Sheneida Shanotzichim Lav Tamid. V'zeo b'shvil aves ha-boyri baruch hu, sh'roitze l'shashayim Yisrael banov, u'likabel men etayne k'av mibnoi. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to check in. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. L'chein yishach le'ashef ha-chiyunis m'nei yoyim v'yoyim. So there's some madrega that a person needs to get every day, k'dei sh'neida, sh'anatzvichin lo b'chol yoyim v'chol eiz v'chol sh'ah. V'hine kol zeh she'ikavlo me'itono avinu shoshmayim tainuk v'chemdo b'nesine shir v'shevach la'boyer baruch hu alam shach z'ashef sh'edes mipchinas koi l'dibur. That junction of kol to dibur is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. D'ahayinu she'hashefa chiyunis poshet bo l'fi ritzoyin ha-tzadikim l'chayim panosa o l'seichel so z'nim shod l'shefa. Fine. Let's don't bring another chazal. I just want to pause a minute and talk about b'mal another kudah. So according to this, what's the point of having a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah? True that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we brought up a nice parallel. We said HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Bracious, and everything was great of the word Bracious, and then each one came on its own day. But still, He's explaining well why dumping everything in one shot is not a wise course of action. But what's the point of flip side? So why not have every day everything? The koil and the dibur and so on and so forth. So I think he doesn't speak about this, not in the kudit he's discussing. I just wanted to try to explain a little bit. The tachlis of an adam in a bria is to take all the disparate nekudas of the bria and bring it together. The bria to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the many to the one. The one also means the all inclusive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes Yetzirah is all inclusive, but our relationship works best with bits and pieces. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create the bria as bits and pieces, every day is a new bit and pieces. So there is no entity greater than one discrete unit. You have one day, many days, but the many days don't become a year because every day is a new day. So we have an underlying anhaga that is koilum yachad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a puzzle. It started out with a big picture, it got cut into pieces, and every day we handed another piece. So the fact that it comes from a shirish of one big entity, that allows us to bring it back. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, as the end of one year and the beginning of another year, is the junction where we're being mekabel olam hashamayim, tamnichun aleichem, is appropriate. It's what we're doing is we're taking each day and saying, okay, each day has an hag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tefillah for mezonos and a tefillah for this or that, but the whole year as a whole also has a mahalach that sort of supersedes that. It envelops that. So both of them are needed. The Maral says,
how do we answer that question though?
So if we wouldn't have a coil, if we wouldn't have if it wouldn't be built on a coil and the burim, and it was just the burim, in other words, every day each packet comes as, it starts with the packet, you'd never be able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus in anhaga, because today I did a mitzvah, tomorrow I didn't do a mitzvah, the day after I did three mitzvahs. Each day wouldn't, what's the cash of one day or another? If I understand that there are divisions of, in other words, there's one hashpah that came because Rosh Hashanah, because I look at man in a sense of a year, of an entirety of, it's just like, when you act towards somebody, you act both b'negia to this and b'negia to the cloliest of your sense of the person. What?
Yeah, the big picture.
The Maral says in Agadah Shel Pesach that Vayishma Hashem es Kolenu, that the Shem Havaya is Keneged Kol, the Shem Elokim is Keneged Dibur. In other words, the coil of Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, Elokim is each and every separate anhaga, and that's why it's Midas Adin. It's each piece is stands on its own or falls on its own. That's Hashem Elokim. It's not the all-inclusive. Havaya is Hoyo Hiviya. It's everything, and that is Nizgala in the coil. Lemarshal, let's take another. Let's look at. Correct. That's correct. That's a little bit not doesn't stem. I don't have a clear teretz, but the idea, the parallel is the same. That in the broad sweeping picture, that's Shem Havaya. That's where I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as past, present, and future is one and the same. It's part of the same of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil everything, and the pieces it's different. Then he says a second place.
Is the basic part that we're going to lose it? We're going to lose the forest and the trees.
Exactly, exactly. We will not. If there was no mitzvahs of a forest, there wouldn't. In other words, if we only saw it in terms of trees, if there never was a forest to start with, we'd never have the forest and the trees.
So
correct.
The question wasn't so much how come it's once a year. The question is how come.
It comes in two stages of koil and dibur. Okay. Right. Once a year is just a way of describing.
Okay. That's
correct.
Well, okay.
Good. Correct. Okay.
Why is he equating the Nesila of Shafa, every to other nidoim. Nidoim has to do with din. That's already like the psak. The din is really determining what to give them.
But the problem is there's two. I mean, Chazal speak of two din, and the question is what is the difference between those two din of Rosh Hashanah and every day? Rosh Hashanah, the din is on the klolius of you know what's the big picture going to look like this year, and then there's a specific each day. There's a more specific. Okay, so this day exactly what will you get? The reason why I need both, he explains, you need every day because we'd lose the connection. On the other hand, the reason why you need also metzias of a klal is, or else we would lose the connection between not you know, God, between all the bits and pieces.
Yeah. The din is the din down the person. It's not to do with the shepherd who's going to get. That's already like
it. It is no. It being down person means how much of it and how shall we apply whatever is nixer for him. In other words, X was nixer to him, like the exact like more tainus that. Michael said HaKadosh Baruch Hu says X amount of rain is going to go, but how that rain comes about is going to be it's going to be telling in how much success you have from it. If it falls in the wrong time of the year, too much at one time, not on the right side of the hill or wherever you're plowing, it's not going to give you anything. Okay, then he brings a second chazal, very geshmak learned. As a Litvak, my teve is to be madgish. You know, a chassid would say, "What do you mean geshmak? Not geshmak. It's pure kedusha and so on." I don't. Vezer kavanas chazal. What? That's another guy. You're right. Vezer kavanas chazal lo nitna teira lo echle yaman. He says it says teira was given only for echle man. It sounds like a strange chazal. I mean, we don't have man, so is in the part of the Talmud Torah. Achapirushu kach haman hayotzrichim lalakit bechol yoyim kedei letztarach l'Hashem. When they ate man, it was a daily connection. V'zein yamayim chazal ma'idechsiv ahavti gish ma'Hashem es koyle tachnunay. So that's a point of when Klal Yisrael says at that junction when we already have it and it hasn't become specific yet. That's when you megala the av of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to skip down a little bit and get to the piece that I wanted to connect. V'hinei lahavin, the paragraph. V'hinei lahavin inyan mashal ayim Rosh Hashanah b'malchis apsukim shol ksuvim koidim apsukim shol neviyim. It's one of, Taisa speaks about it, Taisa Kasha, but it leaves a lot, why are we mehapich the Seder? There's a Seder, Torah neviyim ksuvim, and it's a halacha. And what you're allowed to put on what comes first? It's a seder that Marba Basi goes through it. So how come when we say the psukim we do ksuvim before neviim? We have a seder shkayim neviim v'chagach ksuvim. Now he's going to say here he's going to say over here a yisoid in difference between neviim and ksuvim, and let's just pause a second. There are some technical differences. In other words, why one is the Nevi'im, why is long Ksuvim when Navi wrote this, and there's a stickle from the Brisker Rav, and this Torah said on it. But Lemais, at the end of the day, Torah is Maish as much as Ben as Torah. What's in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So he says, Yadua, ki soid Nevi'im hu soid koil bilti dibur. Nevi'im, and let's just think about it. Let's compare speech, communication, and writing. When you speak, let's take even with Dibur. When I talk with somebody, you don't like it when somebody isolates a word and says, "You said this." I said it in the context, and we were schmoozing. And why did you freeze out a piece? And why don't you look at the ruach of what I spoke in general? When a person writes, That's what lawyers are there for. Yeah. Every yud and kutzah yud is the derish tilatil shalachas, because it's you know, it's like you wrote this and write this, and you know, and you treat it that way when you write something. Do we have any lawyers here? Or are we what?
Mayor.
He was derish tilatil way before he became a lawyer. He was the you know, you're aimed on the written word, because it's very specific. In other words, there is no coil in something written. You can't even say really with any certainty what was the ruach hadvar. That's why in the Constitution they hack all day long what did our founding fathers want. Not that they really care that much, but it gives them a certain sense. But you can't. It's a written document. It's frozen. You can focus on the words. When you talk to somebody, a person will say many times, well, he said the following, but my sense was he meant this, or he meant that, and so on. And it's right, because in Koil, you get the sense of the bigger picture. So the Seyd of Nevi'im is the Seyd Koil Bilti Dibur. V'rayu k'ma Yeshaya Shah Nevi'im, sh'nevo'osim ha'kol Nevi'is ma'sha osad li'ois. So he says another Dovin Niflat Mo'id. He says, Nevi'im predicted in their Diburim what will be. In Ksuvim, except for one, he'll address it, except for Daniel, Ksuvim don't address future. They don't talk about things that will be or and so on. That's not the style of Ksuvim. It's good as Musar and history and so on. I want to explain this point a little bit. The Maral says it in his Akdama, in one of his Akdamas to Gevuras. We can't give over future in a very specific way, except for a Navi when he has to prove himself. But other than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshana L'mashal Gzeira Ra. The way the Maral describes it, a Navi catches Hashem's words at a stage before it's become finalized. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words have become finalized, they're metzias. It happened. It's a physical reality. A Navi catches it at an earlier stage. And that's why they can talk about the future. It's as if the mashal would be like when you have a satellite and tells you there's a cloud traveling in this and this, you know, speed with this amount of rain, and it's headed in this place. So a Navi catches things at an earlier stage in the Metzias, and that's where he can get the future.
But he filters it.
What? He filters it, but there's a certain vagueness by definition, except the exception being when a Navi comes and gives a simon, we can't have a vague simon because that would kill the system.
Is it a call, or is that a metaphor for not that sense? Because I thought it's like for Ia too, who's this chazal in the...
It's true, but his sense of... I mean, you don't get... Nevi'im don't have the clarity that Torah has. You get sort of... It's a vague, I saw this, Sir Nafuach Ra'isi, Makal Shoked, Megillah Eifa. Those are all things because it's at a stage where the Shefa hasn't come yet. Shirak Shefa b'pshuta b'chinas ha'koil, v'anevi'im o'yi b'soyd Hashem, the Navi had that sense, sh'yicholim miyad l'tzam tzah Shefa y'serim tzah b'chinas koil, koydem gesha o'ylom l'stav shalhu sh'geshem shlumineyu. They could sense where that koil would become deeper. And that's why they could move it in certain directions. He brings here all the nevios that was bad against the Umas Olam. Avol ksuvim. Let's skip two or three lines. Avol ksuvim hu achsharas hadibo begemura. Shuprinas aksiviosis. Ksuvim is, you know, like we said before, it's etched in stone, so to speak. They're words that they stand as they are. By the way, the accepted difference between, even though Nevi'im and Ksuvim, many Ksuvim were written by people that were described as Nevi'im. But the main difference is Nevuah was given to be said, and we wrote it down as a way to preserve it for those that would need it. Ksuvim were never given to be said over, they were given to be written. In other words, whether the person writing it was a Navi or not, is irrelevant. The Shah is, what did it come by?
Wasn't the Neil one of the Ksuvim?
Correct. That's why. He asks this kasha. He asks about Daniel. Next piece. Good. I see you also have a little hand in Asidus here. V'yikshel lecha halu Daniel gankim v'chal ksuvim v'sham nem Asidus shemoyes Mashiach. Dai says ki gam shom lenechshu Asidus ki chsiv shom Asidus ki aguluk v'avtechosei she'olam achshavas ha'insof ki yedua she'ech Mashiach v'dvorim she'gadim v'yisrael. L'maisa, the concept of Mashiach has already been given. By the way, there's a flip side to it also. Daniel's nevuah on the Keitz HaYamin are totally obfuscated. Not only because we don't know pshat, because the Malach told him, put it, write it down in a way that it is totally unintelligible. K'sayi v'sefer v'chassayim. So in a certain sense, it's technically k'suvim, but in terms of value, All we hear a sense of Mashiach is zero in terms of real practical information. So he says, "V'lechein kol yomayis hashana kadmat v'yim leksuvim shusoid koil b'lei dibur shashefa yeshana da ligmur alichosim and chosim b'dibur." So all year round we have a storehouse of shefa, and we're being mamshich in dibur. So nevuah is in a higher darga. Al b'yoyim rosh hashana she nigma yiridus kol shefa sheshtakit. V'dibur mukhshar, v'dibur mukhshar lechen, oz b'chinas ksuvim, probably kodmul neviyim, shemikvor ha'shefa mushva v'oimid. So what he's saying is, once it's become realized, let's give a mashal to this. As long as you're working, and a person is taking lumber, and building a house with it, so the lumber is first, and he's putting it into the right place in the house. When he finishes, you have the finished product, and the lumber is history. And now you say, what did you make this out of? I say, I made it out of boards, or whatever it is. You know, it's after Rosh Hashanah, when you have the Gemara Olam as a Metzius, an entire year has come to realization, has been produced, we have that in front of us, And the coil that had given it becomes less chashev. So as long as it's in the process from Rosh Hashanah onwards, it's a process of going from nevuah to ksuvim on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, when you have the full picture, you have it all. I want to just finish it. We don't have time. I have to get back soon. It's an interesting hisboininus. I mean, there's an. I mean, he continues about what the avodah of tzaddik should be that day. It's not again. It's not the what? But in terms of his bainus of a cheshbon nefesh. So there's a cheshbon nefesh that deals with details. Most of our cheshbon nefesh deals with details, and most of the time that's all we're privy to see. I daven shacharis better, I daven shacharis worse, I learned more, learned less, and so on. That's the norm. There's a Yom Adin that includes the one time a year when we can look back and see an entirety is Rosh Hashanah. And it's, in other words, the dibur, the individual diburim could be okay, but the koil is lacking. There's something, it's a crossroads of two extremely very important nekudas. The year that it come, that it finished, it's the first time that I have a really complete picture and a much bigger sense of it. So there's something a person could be misbeinin on. What did the year? Yom Kippur were a lot more focused on details, on you know, each and every prat, and which, you know, the b'chinas ma'aseh that needs a tikkun, the b'chinas diburim, kui mochem devarim v'shuva l'Hashem. And that is appropriate. But Rosh Hashanah, the b'chinas koil is a much more kololistic look at it, and in some ways it's a much more shoristic look at it. That's the yichud of the Yom Rosh Hashanah versus the Yom of Yom Kippur. Okay, hold it. It's way of opinion,
that's,
yeah.
That's in a macro and a multi.
Yes.
Because Klai Yisrael, there's the Olam, and then there's the community. I
mean, correct. Yes, it's true. And a person kifi where he's holding his micro macro change. Correct.
Kivnei Moran.
And it says Vafil Lahochin is scarring kechot. Yes, correct. Very good. Okay, we haven't been yet.
Yeah, we're getting the right hand. What?
Why?
I'm closer to him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I just
I don't know if I put some down his alley. I want some in the back.
He likes the boxer.